Sandra Flock, who testified at a hearing organized by Democrats. She spoke in favor of the recent Obama administration proposal that employers be required to cover birth control in their health plans. I want you to hear what Limbaugh had to say.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right?
Okay, so Goldie, not a surprise that Rush Limbaugh is being provocative. That's what he does. But did he damage his own cause with those kinds of words and that kind of attack?
Well, I think it actually went further than that. I think that Rush Limbaugh did more than damage his own brand, but he damaged the brand of the Republican Party, which depends heavily on the very same audience that listens to him. And so, you know, the apology that we've heard from him tonight was really not about you and me. It was about Rush's stakeholders. Mm-hmm. It was about his advertisers. It was about his current audience. It was about his syndicator, the people who put out his show, you know, to the hundreds of stations who carry it across the country. And so the apology really was to settle his own stakeholder community so that he could stop the bleeding or the loss of income, you know, that's come as a result of this boycott. And so none of this is really about us. It's about, you know, building a bigger audience and getting those advertisers in the door.